Naturophysics is a concept astrophysicist Leroy Larry developed that explains in down-to-earth scenarios how the principles of physics could have come about from observing nature. Each episode begins with a scenario, followed by an example to illustrate the application of these principles in futuristic research at the frontiers of science, such as Leroy's astrophysics doctoral research, and then concludes with an exploration of how these same principles could have very well been used by ancient cultures and civilizations. Mathematics is naturally encountered and incorporated as the exciting and fun tool of science that it is. Science is the window into our amazing world of nature, and mathematics is the tool to open that window. Natural physics encompasses current, futuristic, and ancient physics, and ties them together by the principles of physics that are common threads running throughout each.
Hey, August!
Hi, August!
Happy New Year, August!
You too!
Thank you. Hey, August, is it your last week of being an 11-year-old?
No, he's turning 13.
You're turning 13?
No, I'm turning 12.
Oops.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And your
your
birthday is February the 5th, right?
Yeah.
Wednesday. Okay.
So this is last week of being 11.
Okay. Before
it's only 6 days away.
Only 6 days away. Woo! That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the fifth season of the Natural Physics Experience, live from Costa Rica.
And Canada.
And Canada. That's right. Joining me today, my lovely wife, Tirza, and our special guest, August Wilgemut, who's in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Yeah, all right, all right. And August, haven't seen you since last year, right?
Yeah.
And this is so cool because both of us have birthdays coming up. Mine is on Saturday, February the 1st. Yours is on Wednesday, February the 5th. And as I understand, August, you will be turning 12. And August, how old do you think I will be turning? Hey, Juliet!
Hey! Juliet!
Hey.
Let me turn off my video.
How old? Hey, Juliet, how are you?
Six.
Dad.
Good?
64.
No.
Wow, thank you, August.
Plus five.
You're close. You got to add five to that. I'm an old dude.
69?
Yes.
Yes.
I will be 69. I will be 69.
Hey, August, I have a question for you.
What?
Do you have a favorite meal that you have on your birthday?
Lasagna. That's what we're having for the family dinner.
Yeah. And go ahead.
It's mostly both of ours. It's lasagna or hamburgers or Montana's.
Oh, okay. Well, this
like
year.
Rib place.
On Saturday, we're going to go to a Taco Fest.
Do you like tacos?
Tacos are her favorite.
I like fajitas everything. Better.
What'd you say, August?
I like fajitas better.
He likes fajitas better.
Oh, okay. Well, you've never had my tacos. Maybe one day if we ever meet, I'll make you a Tirza taco, okay?
Okay.
Juliet, did you have a happy birthday, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite meal that you had that day?
I had Montana's before my birthday even came because I just wanted them to sing to me, but they actually gave me a dessert.
Okay, cool.
What was the dessert?
It was ice cream. Cookie and ice cream.
What kind of ice, what flavor ice cream?
Vanilla. Yeah, vanilla, I think it was. Yeah.
Vanilla. That's good. Now, Julia, how old did you turn on your birthday?
Oh.
Seven. See, I was right. I said seven over here. See, I know more about these
Seven.
kids than everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 7,
And 12.
12, and 69.
Ruh-roh. And I'm 62. Ruh-roh.
Juliet, I understand that you were in the play called "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Okay, now while you're here, Tirza and I, we got invited by Mr. Bruce to go there for Christmas dinner. Oh, it was so much fun. It was great. And he asked me to read the story, "Twas the Night Before Christmas." And Juliet in August, my folks, I still remember the book that they got me, right? I was probably 7 years old, 8 years old, third grade, second grade, third grade. And so I still remember the pictures, and I'm sure it's probably the first book I ever read. And I was so happy that Mr. Bruce asked me to read that because I hadn't probably read that in 60 years. So Tirza was there. She videotaped it. And I would like to play it for all of us.
Okay,
Okay.
do
Is
you
that
go out
okay?
for ball this year?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I got something to tell you.
Oh. What?
I'm in crutches.
You're in crutches? What happened?
I twisted my knee really bad, and on the 18th of January, I bashed it on the gym floor.
And then I kicked him.
Oh, August.
Now, what were you doing to cause you to twist your knee, August?
Racing my sister up the stairs.
I kicked him racing up the stairs.
Up the
Did you catch
stairs, huh?
her?
I twisted it and then she kicked me and then I.
You went too slow.
Yeah.
Now you
Anyways.
know what? I have something to show you with Balu and Dini. And it involves them coming up the stairs just like you and Juliet did. And here's some physics. We've been on a nice holiday break, but we got to get back to business,
No,
right?
I no.
Physics was involved, the work that you did in carrying, or the work that you and Juliet did in going up those stairs, which Balu and Dini will demonstrate a little bit later. But right now, I would like to play for you and Juliet me reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas" that tears of video. Okay, just while I start. Okay, enjoy both of you, please, okay? Here we go.
Please, please. Brandy, please now. You
Sorry.
may not leave the theater during the performance.
There you will be.
Welcome to presentation, book reading presentation here at the Kalu Monge Home in Santa Ana, Costa Rica.
Sponsored by
Welcome, welcome everyone. For our first reader, we shall have Leroy, and he will be reading a very special book.
Greetings, everyone.
Hello.
Happy and safe holidays. The story I'm about to read, I read as a child growing up in Omaha, Nebraska. I will honestly say I have probably not read this in 60 years.
Oh my God.
I'm 68. And I figure I learned to read when I was in sixth grade, so seventh grade.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I
Okay,
learned to read in first grade.
But,
that's apparently, whoa!
That's
No,
harsh.
I was 6 years old in first grade, 7 years old in second grade, 8 years old in third grade. So I'm gonna say seventh grade,
The same
7 years old,
year.
8 years old. So just to make it simple, I'm 68. I probably have not read this story in 60 years. And
Okay,
I
here we go.
remember the book I had that my parents got me. I remember the pictures. So here we go. I hope you enjoy. Okay. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Wow, 60 years. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced through their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out of the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
That's my humor.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Do it left.
I didn't know they were miniature. Wow. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted. Got my whistle. And shouted and called it by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. When they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
Hey, August, there's Deanie. Deanie, come here.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
It looks like a little tiny bobcat.
He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump. A right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up. Up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh. To his team, he gave a whistle.
My whistle. There we go.
Okay. And away they all flew, like the dawn of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight,
and then he comes back in.
Happy Christmas to all! And to all a good night.
All right. Hey, Juliet, could you show us a little bit of your dancing? Just a little bit.
Can I show you the reindeer dance?
Yeah, let me see the reindeer. Let's see the reindeer dance. Okay.
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 They come on like this.
Okay.
You slipped my head on there.
The reindeer dance. Excellent. Nice turn. It takes a lot of balance to do that. Okay.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying to get you on there.
Okay. There you go. Oh, wow. Excellent, Juliet. Thank you.
The dwarf reindeer had a very shiny nose.
That's right. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows.
My version of that one point. That one.
That's right. That's right. There's some physics involved in your dance when you were spinning. There's physics equations that describe that. So thank you, Julia. Thank you so much. All right. Okay. Thank you, Juliet. Okay, August. So we are here to do some physics, right?
Yeah.
And this is our special pre-birthday show for both of us. And we're having a lot of fun like we always do. And we're going to have some fun doing some physics too, okay? And then
okay.
Right. All right. So now to get us started, I have a video to show you that Balu and Dini wanted you to see, okay?
Remember, little brother, work equals force times distance, even going up.
Okay, big brother, got it. And also, work equals weight times distance. Our bandanas weigh about 1 gram, and the distance up these two flights of stairs is about 20 feet. And that's about 6 meters. So the work would be 1/1000th of a kilogram times 6 meters.
Bless you, Balo.
Salute, Balo.
You see Balo sneezing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did you enjoy that, August?
Yeah.
Yeah, they made that for you before the holidays, but we didn't get a chance to play that until now. So they're very happy that you got to see that. So again, okay, work is force times distance, right? And we did the Great Pyramid where we talked about how much work it must have taken for the ancient Egyptians to haul those 2.3 million blocks, each one weighing 2.5 tons, from the Nile River to where the Great Pyramid is located, right?
Yeah.
Now, August, where we left off was, and also you had calculated how much work it took for you to carry Hamlet about 1 meter, right? As much as Hamlet weighs, we calculated that. And we compared the work that you did to do that with the work that the Egyptians had to do to build the Great Pyramid. And we found out something, I don't remember the number, but for you to have done the same amount of work carrying Hamlet that the ancient Egyptians did to take all those blocks from the boat on the Nile River to where the Great Pyramid is, you would have had to carry Hamlet about, I think it was 3 million times or something, right? It was a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now we got the amount of work to get all those blocks to where the Great Pyramid is located. Now, the next part of that, August, we got to calculate the amount of work that it took to build the Great Pyramid. We had to find out how high the Great Pyramid is, because just like work is force times distance along a horizontal level, when you go up, that's work too. Balu and Dini showed you that they had to do work, their bandanas around their neck, the distance that they had to go up the stairs times the weight of their bandanas, that's the amount of work that each one of them had to do to go up the steps, okay?
Okay.
And you noticed, huh? Bala went up kind of quick. Dini kind of took his time, right?
Yeah.
So, and you know what? We'll get into this. There's another physics quantity called power. And that's basically how much work can be done in a certain amount of time, right? The quicker the time, the more power is done. So think about it. This is kind of a pop quiz for you, August. If power is force times time, Balo went up the steps quicker. Dini took a little bit more time. Who do you think showed more power in going up the steps, Balo or Dini?
I think Balo.
Excellent. Excellent, August. Your first homework problem of the year, August, is to figure out how much work it took that one block that's at the very top of the Great Pyramid, the very tip top, how much work did it take for the ancient Egyptians to raise that block from the ground to the top of the Great Pyramid. So the two numbers you're looking at, August, you're looking at the weight of the block, 2.5 tons, and you're looking at the distance of how far it took to raise it, which is about 147 meters. We are working in the MKS system, meters, kilograms, second. So what that means, August, you're going to have to convert the 2.5 tons to kilograms. You're going to have to find out how many kilograms is 2.5 tons. Do you understand your homework problem? Hey, Juliet, can't hear you.
I said okie dokie, Smokey. Oh.
Okie dokie, Smokey. All right. Okay. What are you planning to do for your birthday?
Going out for supper.
Excellent. Excellent. Tears and I are going to do the same thing for my birthday.
Oh, and also going out for a birthday party.
Birthday party. Nice.
Yeah, so we don't know where we're going yet.
Wow. I wish we could join y'all for your birthday party. Okay. Okay, August. So you're going to have a great birthday. I'm going to have a great birthday. Next time I see you, you're going to be 12. Next time you see me, I'm going to be 69, okay? Everybody out there, again, happy and safe new year to you and your families. Tune in next week. Same fat time, same fat channel, Fat Physics with Attitude, enjoying physics as the window into our amazing world of nature and mathematics as the tool to open that window. Okay, August. Okay, Juliet. See y'all next week, okay?
Bye.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie, Smokey.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right.